The desert near Bethlehem. The date, December 25th, around 2,000 years ago. The time, a stately 4-4.
Melchior! Balthazar!
Yes?
What is it, Gaspar?
Where are we?
I haven't a clue!
Well, I know one thing. These camels stink. Sorry, but you do.
Shouldn't we be following the star?
The star that shines brightly above a humble stable?
No, the star, the newspaper for those with expiring minds. Check out this headline.
Elvis and Bathsheba in desert love triangle?
No, this headline. Virgin Mary has space aliens baby in Bethlehem. That must be Joseph and Mary's flight into Egypt.
Come on, follow me. I'll get us there.
Oh, that's so like an Aries. Always has to be in charge.
Well, typical Sagittarius, judgmental and angry.
I am not judgmental. I am not angry.
Settle down. You're spooking the camels.
We better hurry or we won't be there in time for Christmas.
I want to make sure he gets his presents. Got the gold?
Yep.
The frankincense?
Yep. Myrrh?
What is myrrh?
I don't know.
Me either. That's why I got him waddling clothes.
That's swaddling clothes.
What's swaddling mean?
I don't know. I think they're holy pampers.
Oh. Come on, let's get going. Mush, White Fang, mush!
You know, the birth of this Messiah is going to create a whole new set of theological questions.
Oh, yes, theological questions. You know, theological is one of those self-contradicting words, because theo means God, and belief in God is based on faith, while logic is based on reason. So, theological is sort of an oxymoron, you know, like Christian Science.
Or Cato Kalin.
Mm. Well, Cato Kalin isn't an oxymoron.
Oh, you're right. He's just a moron.
So under this new theology, what will be the seven deadly sins?
Same as always, vanity, lechery, wrath, sloth, gluttony, envy, and avarice.
Wait a minute, sloth and gluttony? What about murder or rape?
Nah, those are okay. But God help you if you're fat and lazy.
Do you suppose God has a sense of humor?
He must. He made people with a sense of humor.
Yeah, and get this. He led the children of Israel throughout the Middle East for 40 years and had them stop in the one place with no oil.
Good one, God!
Look, the clouds are parting!
And there's the star!
Our escort's here. Let's go!
What are we supposed to do when we get there?
Well, we worship the Christ child, and then we give him his birthday presents!
Oh, man, his birthday falls on Christmas? Tough break!
Yeah! And after that, we go to the four corners of the earth, and we spread the good news of love and forgiveness.
What good news of love and forgiveness?
You know, accept Christ or burn in hell.
Oh. Jesus H. Christ.
Yes, it is our Lord Jesus. Happy birthday.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, our dear Son of God. For he's a jolly good Savior, for he's a jolly good Savior, for he's a jolly good Savior, who Peter will deny.
Well, then I said to him, I said we didn't have
another
time
one,
for
this. Do another one.
Okay. You want to hear another one?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, all right. Quiet down. This is an Australian accent.
Ooh.
Oh, throw another shrimp on the barbecue, mate.
Oh.
Look, a kangaroo in the outback, eh?
Okay,
voulez-vous coucher avec moi, Yvan Goulagos?
Yeah.
Okay.
Grandpa, you go over there and sit down and keep your hands to yourself. Now, who needs more drinks?
Hey, I think we should begin before this gets out of hand.
Yeah, you're right. Matt, could you go over and tell everybody quietly that we're about to begin?
Sure. Good evening, welcome, and happy holidays, everyone.
on.
Hey, keep it down, Grandma!
I'm Austin Titchener.
I'm Reed Martin.
I'm Matthew Croak.
And we are the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
And that joyful noise you hear behind us is the frenzied holiday activity of the Reduced Shakespeare Company Christmas. Hey, whose baby is that?
Don't look at me.
We're actually coming to you live tonight from the Reduced Shakespeare Company World Headquarters, the RSCHQ.
It's our state-of-the-art compound and broadcast facility, which we've installed in a 19th century ranch house nestled quietly in the beautiful green woods of Northern California.
And we've invited all our friends and relations to join us. Say hi, friends and relations.
Hi, friends and relations.
Well, they're literal belovable. All our parents, brothers, sisters. Well, there's Reed's Aunt Mildred.
Oh, no, don't show me.
No, Aunt Mildred, it's radio. Nobody can see.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's my cousin Patricia.
Yeah, Patty the Pagan.
Oh, that's nice. Nice friends, Austin.
There's my grandfather.
What? Why is he pointing at me?
Well, there's my brother-in-law, Bob.
Hey,
Bob.
You want me to do my Irish accent?
No, that's fine. Okay. Well, thank you.
Join me, go, mon petit leprechaun. Oh, manly, yes, but I like it too. Would you like some corned beef and cabbage?
Oh, leave him. Come back over here.
Corned beef and cabbage over there.
I mean, just look at all this stuff.
Is he talking about
transmitters and receivers picking up signals from all around the globe.
Dozens of TV monitors hooked up to different cable systems.
Computers downloading holiday cheer from bulletin boards and web pages all around the world.
Cool! Super Nintendo!
Matt, no Nintendo until you finish your Brussels sprouts.
Come on, I'm 25 years old. Man, do I hate living at home.
Oh, be careful, Grandpa. Don't walk over there!
What? Hey, what the?
Oh! Grandpa?
Grandpa, are you okay?
Who put all this cable here? I almost broke my neck. What the criminy is all this stuff?
I think I can answer that, Grandpa. You see, I believe that the Christmas of the new millennium has to be on the cutting edge technologically.
No.
Because
technology
in this multicultural
the
global
the
village, the only
evil.
Way to celebrate our common humanity is through cold-hearted machinery. There's an irony there, but since mostly Americans are listening, I won't pursue it.
Whose baby is that?
You mean that baby there with the banner around his chest?
Yeah.
Don't look at me.
I think you're right about our common humanity. You know what the commercials say.
Christmas isn't just for Christians anymore.
That's right. When are you going to discuss the goddess?
Maybe later.
Have you guys even looked at my shrine to naiads and dryads?
And gonads!
Oh, you're sick.
Anyway, look, Christmas refers to the birth of Jesus Christ, literally Christ's Mass. But Christmas has come to represent the time of year when families and other strangers, regardless of race, religion, or political persuasion, can come together in love and friendship.
Well, except for politicians. They suck.
Yeah, and lawyers.
Yeah, but for everybody else.
And telemarketers, actually.
Cable companies, Austin.
Okay, yeah. That's enough.
And people who drive slow in the fast lane.
You know, now snobby waiters.
Oh, and Stanford fans.
Wait, excuse me.
Because you went to Cal.
So?
So you're biased.
So let them do their own broadcast. Go Bears!
Anyway, the point is, for everybody else, this is a time of mutual respect and generosity, and to celebrate all this diversity, I'd like to carry on a Martin family tradition started by my Aunt Mildred many years ago.
Oh, I'm so proud of you, Reed.
So I'd like to read a holiday poem I've composed for just this occasion.
And I will take a holiday nap brought on by Reed's poem.
Matt.
Hey, Reed, later with the poem, huh? It'll be more fun if we spend some time with family members.
Poem's great.
Oh, my God.
Hey, did you get him?
No.
What was that?
Oh, that's Uncle Scott blasting away at some defenseless animal to honor the birth of the Savior.
Oh, that's nice. An NRA Christmas. Hey!
Oh, no! Oh.
Dad, watch it, will you? Man, he's hitting the eggnog kind of early this year.
Let's see, look at that. A lampshade as a hat. I never would have thought of that.
Hey, look out the window. I think your mom's clear-cutting the whole lower 40.
Well, we do need a lot of firewood. Plus, hey, look at that. She's cut down a perfect Christmas tree.
And a lovely Hanukkah bush.
Yeah.
Happy Hanukkah.
No, Matt, it's spelled with a C-H.
Oh, sorry. Chappy Chanukkah.
No, I'm sorry. It's more of a ch sound. Happy Hanukkah.
You spit on me. Stop that, Austin.
Can I go outside?
Hey, Austin, why do you celebrate Hanukkah? You're not Jewish.
No, but people always think I'm Jewish. I think it's the curly hair or my pale yet Semitic good looks.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, look at all the similarities between Hanukkah and Christmas. Ew. They're both in December. They're both celebrated with lights. And on the ninth day of Hanukkah and the 13th day of Christmas, all the gifts a person's received are gathered together and assigned a dollar value.
That's very touching.
Well, it sort of gives you a good idea about how much to spend on people the following year.
You know, another similarity is the surfeit of festive holiday programming.
Thank goodness we have all these monitors.
Oh, pinch me. A naked thud wearing nothing but socks leaning on my mantelpiece.
Talk about stalking. Big hug by the chimney with care. Let's see what Santa brought me. Come to daddy. You hungry? Let's roast those weenies and toast those buns.
Well, let's see. The TV guide says it's Harvey Fierstein and Homo for the holidays.
I know.
Wow. Well, it's Hallmark Hall of Fame, so you know it's tasteful. What's that over there on four?
Oh, how am I ever going to get my nose to shrink and get out of here in time for the holidays?
Oh, well, obviously that's Pinocchio's Christmas in Wales. Hey, there's Dick Clark's rockin' funk rap soul country Christmas.
Country Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa soul.
What is it? Don't you know?
What's the matter with you? Get out of here.
Now, see, I do not understand these guys. I've never thought they're funny. I don't get it at all.
There's the Three Stooges meet Santa Claus.
It's so true.
Turn it off.
Oh, man, is that funny?
Ooh, look at my ears.
Oh, look, there on PBS. There's Karami the Kwanzaa Caribou.
Hello.
And Harriet the Hanukkah Gila Monster.
I'm beating on my five children.
Hey, there's a classic. The Bing Crosby Family Christmas.
Come in, Reduce Shakespeare Company. Reduce Shakespeare Company, do you read me? Over.
Hey, and there's Adam Long reporting from London. Adam, we're picking you up loud and clear, man. You look great. How's Christmas shaping up over there in merry old England?
Well, Austin, Christmas here in London is cheery and wonderful and, as they say in England, full of warm bollocks. I'm here at home in front of a roaring fire. My nuts are roasting and, well, as you know, my little son Joe is here. This is his first Christmas. He's only 10 months old.
Is your wife Alex there?
No, I'm afraid Alex is working down the coal mine tonight. So it's just me and Joe, but I'll tell you, it's great to see Christmas through the eyes of a little tot. He's already started unwrapping the gifts, and you know, it's amazing how intelligent infants are. I bought Alex a complete set of Ming vases from the Fifth Dynasty, but Joe enjoys playing with them more than she does.
Adam, I must say, this is a wonderful satellite link-up.
Yes, Austin. No, wait, Joe, put that down! No, Joe, that is not a toy! No, bad! Austin, well, the satellite link-up, yes, it's courtesy of our special RSC Christmas satellite, EULSAT. In fact, I thought maybe tonight we could just give a quick call up to the crew of EULSAT and wish them a Merry Christmas up there in space. This is ground control to EULSAT. Come in, EULSAT.
This is EULSAT. We are under attack. Repeat, we are under attack.
Captain, we've got a fix on it.
Put it on viewer. My God! It's a miniature sleigh with eight tiny reindeer on collision course! Open hailing frequency!
Hailing frequency open!
I will destroy you!
Analysis spud!
This is not life as we know it, Captain.
Impact in T-minus 10, 9, 8.
Full power to the shields! Engage!
Captain, the engines cannot take it anymore! The Weevil drive is overloading! The Van Allen belts are buckling! You cannot just kick her in the head like some kind of handsome sheep!
Shut up, will you? Shut your flapping noise!
Kiss your butt goodbye, Dave.
Dad, look! The Spectrovision girls are on channel 22!
Matt, I'm not paying for another movie.
Oh, man, I hate living with my parents.
Gee, I hope everything's okay over in London.
It isn't. You ever try their food?
Oh, true.
Whose baby is that?
Not Baby Joe. He's breaking vases in London.
You know, Adam's report has inspired me. A Happy Wholesome Holiday by Reed Martin.
Call me when it's over!
A holiday poem in celebration of all winter holiday traditions. The outlook wasn't brilliant for celebration that December. The family had an accident. Two were partially dismembered. But though the world and several body parts were so divided, we strove to celebrate the month where wonders coincided. December 25th, the baby Jesus did appear in a dank and smelly manger with a little tiny beard. So we poured our Christmas gravy on our meat with a long ladle while the Jews lit their menorahs and their children spun the dreidel. And many of our friends who are of African descent call their Christmas Kwanzaa, but I don't know what it meant. It had all to do with virtues and harvest time and herbs, but I didn't understand it because I live in the burbs. And the native North Americans are nice and sensitive. They gave up this nice continent for white people to live. And we gave them reservations where they put up poles of totem, which boys are careful climbing so they do not hurt their scrotum. And the druids in the forest cannot worship as they please, cause extreme environmentalists are hugging all the trees. In Gotham City, Christmas is protected by the Batman, and all year round the Buddhists have their own jolly fat man. All people have a special day this final month has fathered, except for those damn atheists who simply can't be bothered. Amen.
Oh, that is so beautiful.
Thanks, Aunt Mildred.
You forgot the pagans.
No, I didn't. The druids are... Hey, where's Matt?
I'm over here playing my favorite Nintendo game, Graphic Medieval Dismemberment.
I'll get it.
Yeah, must be carolers.
We wish you a Hare Krishna, we wish you a Hare Krishna, we wish you a Hare Krishna, and a happy new karma.
Oh, most unusual haircut.
Please accept this book as a gift.
Why, thank you, young man.
We usually receive a $5 contribution in exchange.
Well, then it's not a gift exactly, is it? Take it back, you holiday proselytizer!
Okay, I'll keep it, okay, Hey, is that Graphic Medieval Dismemberment?
Yeah!
Oh, let us play.
Come on over, boys!
Oh, good!
Wow, Krishna's love Nintendo. Who knew?
In your face, my brother!
Hey, give me back that controller or I'll rip off your top knot!
Not in this incarnation, you won't!
I got you now!
Hare, Hare, Rama,
Rama! Hey, no fear chanting for help!
Uh-oh, things are getting ugly.
Henry, don't sweat it. It's all predetermined, part of God's great plan. Hit the radio. Get some festive holiday music in here.
Radio!
And I'm Chris Block, your less talk, more rock holiday jock. We play all the holiday hits with none of that annoying talk. No talk, no commercials, no pledge drives. Just pure, non-stop holiday music. We don't talk over your music. You want to talk, you go somewhere else. Cause here we rock, Dynamite 108. All music, all the time, 24 hours a day. Don't come in if you want to talk, cause here it's music, music, music. All day, all night, song after song, tune after tune. If you like talking, don't come knocking, cause we'll be rocking and never stopping. All rock, all the time, Dynamite 108. Some stations talk, but here we rock. Rock till you drop, no talk from Chris
Block. That's not quite as festive as I'd hoped.
No.
And, as a conservative, I believe a certain parsimonious as regards public funding is called for, whereas liberal largesse lends credence to the tenant, which states that there is such a thing as Santa Claus.
Are you a frustrated old man? Well, let's face it, it's not a wonderful life. The only way your kids will love you is if you buy them lots of expensive gifts. And here at Bailey's Savings and Loan, we'll extend you a Christmas line of credit for this season.
It's Christmas, Christmas, don't you diss your missus. Christmas, Christmas, and you're feeling less toys for boys and toys to men.
Oh, I hate Christmas rapping.
Oh, great. More carolers. We should have built this compound farther away from the road, back in the woods.
Well, not with Uncle Scott still blasting away out there. I think he brought some of his militia buddies.
Nothing says Christmas like booze and firearms. Hey, Matt, you want to get that?
Oh, come on, Austin. I'm at level 93. Disemboweling medieval virgin.
All right, fine. I'll get it.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay.
Hey, these guys are all right. Hey, Aunt Mildred, come here.
Aren't these children lovely?
To save us all from
Satan's power.
Your mother wears smocks and shells.
What the heck?
Go back to Beelzebub, you damn devil worshippers.
Aunt Mildred, that wasn't very Christian.
Well, neither were they.
Reduce Shakespeare Company, do you read me? Over.
Hey, that's Adam coming through the radio. Good job, Squire. You lost the TV transmission but found a radio frequency. Well done.
Thanks, Austin. I'm afraid we lost Yulesat, but we're able to reestablish contact by bouncing our signal off Cattlelight, the new experimental satellite for cows. I don't know how much time we've got, so we better get right to it. I'm here in my living room in London, talking to Charles Dickens himself. Hello, Mr. Dickens, and may I say what an honor it is to meet you.
Could I borrow a cigarette, please?
Oh, of course. Here you go.
Duh. Well, I suppose you expect me to talk about Christmas and how wonderful it is, and it's such a, a bloody... I'm terribly sorry. I seem to have coughed up a bit of my lung.
Oh, well, here, we'll just pop it into this glass of water and save it for later.
It's very kind. Could I perhaps have a cup of coffee?
Oh, sure. Careful, that's really hot. It's from McDonald's.
Oh, dear. I seem to have a mouthful of scalded flesh. Do you have any morphine?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Now, where were we, my darling boy?
Christmas.
Yes, well, what can I say that hasn't been said already? Christian holiday coinciding with the pagan celebration of winter solstice, observed with religious ritual, prayer, song, and the exchange of gift vouchers. Marvelous.
And you wrote Christmas Carol about Christmas, didn't you?
My boy, you have a keen grasp of the obvious.
Thank you.
You know, in my early drafts, Christmas Carol was a rollicking comedy. Yes, and there was only one ghost and three misers.
Three misers? What were they named?
Ebenezer, Moe, and Curly. I called them the Three Scrooges. Oh, dear boy, you wouldn't happen to have a spot of detergent?
Oh, sure, liquid or powder?
Powder.
Well, Mr. Dickens, I just happen to have a delicious box of unscented detergent powder right here, and I'd be happy to give it to you as soon as you tell me everything you know about the spirit of Ebenezer Scrooge.
Well, that's nothing but an old wives' tale.
No spirit of Scrooge, no detergent powder.
Damn and blast! Very well. The spirit of Ebenezer Scrooge dwells at number 13 Hyde Park Corner. And on Christmas Eve, this very selfsame night when carolers sing and the clock strikes 12, his apparition shall again appear.
I thank you, Mr. Dickens. And as I am a man of honor, here is your precious washing powder.
Ah, come to Daddy! Get undressed, ye merry gentlemen, let everything display. Remember, whips and chains are extras for which you must pay.
Well, it looks like Charles Dickens has lost his mind.
You're listening to K-Cow, KCOW, all cow, all the time. 100% pure beef.
We're on a holiday classic countdown, song after song, all day, all night. We don't bug you with chatter at Dynamite 108. It's music, music, music. Turn us on at any time and you'll hear us rocking 24 hours a day. 100% holiday rock and roll.
And oh me, oh my, it'll be pure artistry here today in the granddaddy of them all, the Holiday Bowl, where we'll witness the annual grudge match between the Boston Conservatory of Music and the Rhode Island School of Design.
You know, hearing the voice of Charles Dickens sure put me in the mood to read A Christmas Carol again.
Read it? That's so passé. TV Guide says the new musical version with David Hasselhoff as Scrooge is on right now.
Be a dumb bug, just say bah humbug, and Christmas will be just...
Pass.
All right, then, look, there's a really excellent radio dramatization on right now. It's called A Little Dickens, The Complete Christmas Carol Abridged.
And dinner.
Jacob Marley was dead to begin with. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. It was the night before Christmas and all through the store.
Come and shop all day, all night, no matter the reason. Come and spend your dough, all right, it's our favorite season. Come shop here for Santa Claus, come and drink our Slurpees. But you must not share your straws, or you will get herpes.
Give me a pack of Marlboro Lights, Mr. Scrooge.
How old are you, boy?
13.
Oh, that's 91 in dog years. Close enough.
But Mr. Scrooge, that's illegal.
Shut up, Cratchit. That'll be 175, young man. I mean mature adult.
Thanks. Merry Christmas.
Bah, humbug.
Mr. Scrooge.
Oh, not again.
You know, at this festive time of year, we should make some provision for the poor and destitute.
Are there no prisons? Are there no workhouses?
No, I'm afraid Congress cut the funding.
My taxes support the establishments I mentioned, you bleeding heart do-gooder. Those who are badly off must go there.
Many can't go there. Many would rather die.
If they would rather die, they had better do it and decrease the surplus population. Good afternoon.
What a weenie.
Mr. Scrooge.
Yes, Cratchit, you'll want the whole day off tomorrow, I suppose.
If quite convenient,
sir. It's not convenient, so be here all the earlier the next morning with a fire going and the Slurpee machine licked clean.
I will, sir. Thank you, sir. Merry Christmas, sir.
Bah, humbug. He's going to lick the Slurpee machine clean. I wonder what else I can get him to do.
Ebenezer!
Jacob! Jacob Marley! But you're dead! It said so at the beginning of the story!
Ebenezer!
loser. In life, I was your significant other, Jacob Marley.
I prefer partner, Jacob. I don't believe in you anyway.
Why do you doubt your own senses?
Because any little thing affects them. You may be an undigested bit of beef jerky, a crumb of ho-ho, a fragment of microwave burrito. You're probably just gas.
Do you believe in me or not?
Oh, I do! I must!
You will be haunted by three spirits.
I think I'm already being haunted by that third can of malt liquor.
Expect the first spirit tonight when the bell tolls one. Expect the second on the next night at more or less the same hour, give or take a minute or two. And the third spirit on the following night. What is that? Saturday. But at a different hour, slightly earlier, around 12:47 or so.
Thank you, Jacob. Clear as mud.
Hamlet, remember me!
Humbug. I think it was gas.
Pardon me.
That was quick.
I'm the ghost of Christmas past. Put something on and come with me.
I won't put anything on. I have nothing to hide.
You sure don't.
Well, it's cold. That's the right problem.
Here we go.
Whoa, we're so high.
Yes, but now we're clear of Lollapalooza. Here we are.
Good heavens. I was a boy here. This was my school.
And who's that little round-headed kid with a scraggly Christmas tree?
You call that a Christmas tree? You blockhead Charlie Brown.
Look down there.
What? It's the Island of Misfit Toys. And there's the Burgermeister Meisterburger. And a dancing snowman carrying a Red Ryder BB gun. You're not the ghost of Christmas past.
That's right. I'm the ghost of Christmas specials past.
Let the dancing begin!
Why, it's old Fezziwig!
The man throwing the party?
No, Fezziwig, his hairpiece.
Next up, the Who's Down in Whoville!
No, leave me, spirit! Haunt me no longer!
Ebenezer Scrooge, come on down!
What? Who are you?
I am the ghost of Christmas presents! And have I got a deal for you? Do you want salvation or do you want what's behind door number two? It's an automatic head polisher for the baldy in your life. Or new, from Ronco, a combination foot massage blender espresso machine for only $24.95. Or how about this? An inflatable Uma Thurman.
I don't believe in Christmas presents. I've never given one. I've never received one.
Neither did I in my former life. That's why I'm condemned to wear all the cheap, ugly ties ever given at Christmas.
Ugh, that's awful.
Yes, it is. Don't let the same fate befall you. Call now.
No, I mean, that stench is awful. What is it?
Oh, well, I'm also condemned to wear all the cheap cologne ever given at Christmas. Want a bite of fruitcake?
No, thank you.
Good choice. It's crap. Touch my tie and come with me.
All right.
No, my tie.
Oh, sorry. Why, this is Bob Cratchit's house.
Yeah, my kind of place. Look at all the junk. Someone got a Chia Pet rock, a Rubik's Cube, a mood ring, a ukulele, and look, a lava lamp. You just can't beat the classics.
Here's to Mr. Scrooge, the man who made these presents possible.
Mr. Scrooge, my butt. What an SOB.
God bless us.
God bless us, everyone. Oh, spirit, tell me if Tiny Tim will live.
Yeah, he'll live, but his only hit will be tiptoe through the tulips.
What? Oh, no, I meant the boy.
Oh, you mean the cripple? Nah, the kid's gonna buy it. And speaking of buying...
No, spirit! Say he will be spared!
I say if he's gonna die, he should do it and decrease the surplus population.
Wait, you're throwing my own words back at me. That's a cheap trick.
Oh, they'll have lots of hits. And you can get them all for only $19.95.
Oh, I see a figure all in black. It is either the ghost of Christmas future or Johnny Cash. Oh, spirit, you are about to show me shadows of Christmases yet to come. Is that so, spirit? You're nodding. You know, this is radio, spirit. It'd be very helpful if you could speak up. Wait, this is Bob Cratchit's house. I've already been... This is a rerun! Oh, no, it's not. It's been colorized. It's totally different.
Tiny Tim is dead. This Christmas sucks.
Oh, take me away, spirit. Oh, there's that bleeding heart do-gooder again, wearing the same ugly coat he was wearing the last time I saw him, even though now it's the future and he would have changed.
Shut up!
I'm glad he's dead. He was a weenie.
I go to the funeral?
Only if they're Slurpees.
And don't forget, funeral starts with fun.
But I can't be talking about Tiny Tim. Who are they talking about? Who has died?
You!
God, I hate this part.
No, spirit! I am not the man I was! No! Where am I? It's morning. The birds are singing, even though there's snow on the ground and it's the dead of winter. It's a miracle! You there, little boy!
What?
What day is it?
It's Christmas Day. What are you, drunk?
The spirits did it all in one night. Oh, of course they did. They're spirits. Boy!
I'll bet it's the spirits. Sober up, old man.
Boy, I want you to go down to my convenience shop and buy the biggest goose TV dinner they have and take it to this address.
Hey, Cranky, what the hell's in it for me?
What a delightful little urchin. I'll give you half a crown.
Make it 10 pounds, walking corpse. You got yourself a deal.
What a mischievous little scamp. It's a pleasure doing business with him. Here you are, you little shark.
Thanks for the door, Remy.
Oh, never mind, I'll do it myself. Come and drink our Slurpees, but you must not share your straws or you will get hurt. I'd like this fine TV dinner, please, and Slurpees all around!
Yay!
It's our favorite season. Merry Christmas, Mrs. Cratchit!
Mr. Scrooge!
Mwah!
Oh!
Oh, she'll be all right. Merry Christmas, Bob! Mwah!
Why, Merry Christmas, Mr. Scrooge!
And who is this? Oh, say it, Tiny Tim! Say it!
Tiptoe through the tulips, and God bless us, everyone!
Yes!
God bless us, everyone!
Ladies and gentlemen, as a public service, we will now attempt a fast-forward replay of A Christmas Carol. This death-defying performance is intended for people in good physical, if not psychological, condition. Please keep your arms and legs inside your radio, and please, no smoking.
Jacob Marley was dead.
Bah, humbug!
We should make some provision for the poor.
I'm a Republican! Lick the slappy machine!
Merry Christmas, sir!
Bah, humbug!
Ebenezer!
Marley!
You will be halted by three spirits!
Spirits?
Pardon me!
I'm the ghost of Christmas Specials Past!
Who wants a Jack in the Box named Charlie?
You blockhead!
Let the dancing begin! Hey, my toupee!
Spirits haunt me no longer!
Ebenezer Scrooge, come on down!
God bless us, everyone!
I see a one-song career for Tiny Tim.
No, spirit! Who has died, spirit?
This whole program!
No! The spirits did it all in one night!
Cover up, old man!
Slurpees all round!
Coming!
Mwah!
Oh!
Tiptoe!
And God bless us, everyone!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a world record, A Christmas Carol in 46 seconds. Oh, the humanity!
Well, that is certainly the fastest Christmas carol ever.
Yeah, but it's only public radio. Nobody's listening.
Well, you mean there are no Republicans listening.
That's true.
More carolers, I'll get it.
Silent night, holy night, shepherds pray at the sight. Drink their blood, break their bones, smoke that joint, quench that Jones.
Hey, get with it. Punk is dead!
Festive red and green hair, though. But this is ridiculous. We shouldn't have to put up with this sort of holiday harassment.
Harassment.
Is that what it is? What is it? Harassment?
No, it's harassment. Really?
Harassment? Well,
no,
what is it?
I saw
it
on television.
Would you guys... Oh,
no,
never. Forget it. No, just forget it. I'm calling the Carol Complaint Line.
Complaint line. This is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, we're being harassed by a bunch of carolers.
Okay, that's it. I've had it up to here. Carol's this, Carol's that. Bitch, bitch, bitch. Are carols really that important? Okay, maybe Carol Brady, and definitely Carol Burnett, but certainly not Carol Merrill. But nobody even remembers her anymore. Not even me. That's it. I don't have a life. Nobody loves me. I can't stand any more of this.
What a senseless waste of human life. I was actually going to suggest a solution to this whole carol problem. We should just teach everybody this one song, and that'll be that.
Jingle bells, King Wenceslas, ba-la-la-la-la, the first Noel. The ox and lamb kept time as good as they smelled. Oh, Christmas tree of Bethlehem, oh, silent, oh, holy night, the herald angels sing away in a manger bright. Hallelujah, and Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa, shave and a haircut, two bits.
RSCHQ, this is Austin. Hello? Is anybody there?
This is Adam Long from London, standing in front of number 13 Hyde Park Corner, where any minute now the spirit of Ebenezer Scrooge is due to appear.
Hey, you rotten kids! Get off of my lawn! Get out of here, you damn kids!
Mr. Scrooge, you're an American.
Oh, yeah, I'm rich and miserly. I like bossing people around, and I'm heavily armed. Of course I'm an American.
So then, what you're saying is, then, is your story is the story of the redemption of America, just like Mark Twain's Huckleberry Finn or Jack Kerouac's Travels with Neil Cassidy and On the Road. Your story is the story of journey and transformation and our great nation rediscovering its spirituality, its very soul. Ebenezer, Ebby, tonight you have shown me the true meaning of Christmas.
You want to know the real meaning of Christmas? I'll tell you, kid. Christmas is inherently evil. Why do you think Santa is an anagram for Satan?
That doesn't prove anything.
Oh, yeah? Then how come Santa's workshop is an anagram for Satan's pork show?
Santa's workshop? Satan's pork show? Oh, my God, it's true.
Take that! Bah humbug!
Adam, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. I only suffered a minor wound in my brain, but ironically, that last shot ricocheted off the porcelain elf with a ham sandwich and caught Scrooge right behind the eyes. I'm afraid he's dead. But you know, I've learned something today, guys. I've learned that Christmas is about more than just the birth of a holy child. It's about buying things for your family and friends and charge cards and Muzak and food courts and escalators and, No, wait a minute. That's not Christmas. That's a shopping mall. But what I meant to say about Christmas is it's about children of all ages gathered together in joy in a sports arena singing, I'm bad, and... No, wait, that's a Michael Jackson concert. No, Christmas is something more. It's more than Michael Jackson, more than a shopping mall. Christmas is about a man in the desert opening a golden chest and rays of ethereal light shooting into the eyes of Nazis and melting their evil skulls while Harrison Ford and Karen Allen avert their gaze. And yeah, sure, I'm talking about Raiders of the Lost Ark, but I guess my point is that I have absolutely no idea what Christmas is all about. Maybe nobody does. Maybe it's beyond human understanding. Maybe that bullet did more damage than I thought, and I require urgent medical attention. But before I lose consciousness, ladies and gentlemen, I would just like to say one thing, and I mean this sincerely. Merry Christmas to all, and to all, a good night. This is Adam Long, signing off from London.
Hey, you know what that bell means, don't you?
Sure do. Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
No.
No.
It means we're out of time. What's the matter with you?
But I saw this movie.
An angel gets its wings? Are you on drugs or something?
No, there's this movie. Who's that actor? You know, Vertigo, Harvey...
Corman?
No, not Harvey. Jimmy something. Jimmy's his
name.
Oh,
Jimmy! Yes! Oh, yeah, on top of the world, ma!
That Jimmy Stewman or something.
Guys, hello! We're just about out of time. Now, is there anything else you guys want to share before we go? Whose baby is that?
The less you know, young fella, the better!
Reed, I just want to say I'm sorry for dissing your poem and for telling your wife about that stripper right now on the air.
Matt!
And I just want to say that I'm proud of Reed's poem and his extramarital activities because I think it all just shows to go that in the Christmas for the new millennium, all the flavors and stinks mix together in a malodorous blob, the colors of each thread blending together to weave a metaphor that is expensive yet maudlin and unique yet polythermal.
I couldn't have said it better myself. I'm Reed.
I'm Austin.
I'm Matt.
And we are the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Okay. This is how they speak in Mexico. Oh, ho, was it lovely, señorita? Loves the taquita with her taco sombrero?
Hey, look out for my shrine.
Oh.
My shrine. My Nyads and Orions.
Oh, I spilled tequila everywhere.
Look out for the candles.
Ah, my dress.
Sorry about that, Patty.
sir.
Drop and roll, Patricia, drop and roll.
Olivia, do save the baby!
Hey, we bagged a 10-point buck for dinner. There's not much of him left, though.
Yeah, them Uzis sure tear a critter up.
Quiet over there!
Have a safe, insane holiday season.
Hey, Lawrence Welk is on.
Think globally, act locally.
And God bless us oh, never mind.
And authorities now confirm that the missing and presumed kidnapped baby New Year is inside the Reduced Shakespeare Company compound here in the woods of Northern California. As you can see from these pictures from our News 1 helicopters, SWAT teams are moving into position, ready to storm the compound at any moment.
Let's talk, 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 and more rock, rock, rock. So put a sock in it, let's rock. Here's a very popular group doing a medley of their hit. It's the Reduced Shakespeare Company. Man, these guys never showed up.
It's pretty calm throughout the year up at the North Pole, but now it's Christmas Eve and it is time to rock and roll. The elves are busy making toys, the order's pretty large, and everybody cowers from the person who's in charge. Mrs. Santa Claus,
Mrs. Santa Claus,
Mrs. Santa Claus,
Mrs. Santa
when
Claus,
he's away, there's hell to pay. Mrs. Santa Claus, she marches through the factory, a walking cloud of doom, terrorizing reindeer, kicking elves across the room. Now everybody thinks her jolly husband is the boss, but who is always sober when Santa hits the sauce? Mrs. Santa Claus,
Mrs. Santa Claus,
Mrs. Santa Claus,
Mrs. Santa Claus,
the iron hand behind the man, Mrs. Santa Claus.
Fox Blitzen here for CNN, the Christmas News Network. Mrs. Claus, I understand that Santa has once again checked himself into the Betty Ford Clinic. Needless to say, children the world over are worried about the status of Christmas. Can you give us an update?
Look, I try to tell you people this every year. He's a figurehead. I'm the brains and brawns of this outfit. Everything's under control. The kids will get their loot.
Well, that's a relief.
You know what would be a relief? If Santa did some actual work around here once in a while. Everything's a big joke to him. Ho, ho, ho. Well, let me tell you a thing or two about how things really work up here.
Her hair is shiny silver and her cheeks are cherry red. Granny glasses on her nose, a bonnet on her head. She maps out how to get around the world in just one night. 'Cause Santa can't find his own ass with both hands and a big flashlight. Mr. Santa, friend to kids around the world. He's drying out in detox with a 16-year-old girl. Though he can hardly stand up and his vision is a blur. Like all good men before him, he'd be nothing without her.
But certainly, Mrs. Claus, you're not saying that Santa is lazy.
Hey, if you look up good-for-nothing holiday icon in the dictionary, you'll see Santa's picture. I mean, he only works one day a year, and that's for the milk and cookies. And I gotta tell you that his cholesterol level reads deceased.
Mrs. Claus, what will I be getting this year?
No comment.
Well, Mrs. Claus is dashing across the snowy tarmac and leaping into her sleigh.
I'm out of here.
And with that traditional cry, we have liftoff here in the North Pole. This is Fox Blitzen for the Christmas News Network.
I'm Dasher, I'm Dancer, I'm Sneezy, I'm Dopey, I'm Vomit, I'm Stupid, I'm Top of Old Smokey. I'm Caffeine, I'm Prozac, I'm Into the Night. Merry Christmas to all and to all... Christ, watch where you're flying that plane!
Mrs. Santa Claus,
Mrs. Santa Claus,
Mrs. Santa Claus,
Mrs. Santa Claus,
her ladyship will crack the whip. Mrs. Santa Claus,
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 Mrs. Santa Claus, in spiky heels, she's head on wheels. Mrs. Santa Claus,
Mrs. Santa Claus,
every year the children cheer for Mrs. Santa Claus.
Hi, this is Matthew Croke of the Reduced Shakespeare Company with number one of your 12 Days of Christmas holiday tips. On the first day of Christmas, you're probably wondering what sort of partridge you should put in your pear tree. Well, if you're an adolescent in the 1970s, the partridge you'll want is David Cassidy. And speaking of aging teen idols,
Hi, this is Austin Titchener of the Reduced Shakespeare Company with number 2 of your 12 Days of Christmas holiday tips. If you're having difficulty choosing a gift for your friends in the Citizens Militia, consider a camouflage green hunting outfit. The festive holiday shades of green will help them blend into the Christmas tree. And speaking of insurrection...
Hi, this is Reed Martin of the Reduced Shakespeare Company with number 3 of your 12 Days of Christmas holiday tips. If you're having a large holiday gathering this year and need a big turkey, consider renting the movie Ishtar, featuring Dustin Hoffman and Warren Beatty. It's considered one of the biggest turkeys of all time. And speaking of turkeys...
Hi, this is Austin Titchener of the Reduced Shakespeare Company with number 4 of your 12 Days of Christmas holiday tips. Fourth day of Christmas, 4 calling birds. For courtesy's sake, it's important to remind all youngsters that calling birds is not the same as flipping the bird. And speaking of individual expression...
Hi, this is Matthew Croker of the Reduced Shakespeare Company with number 5 of your 12 Days of Christmas holiday tips. Who was Good King Wenceslas, and what does he have to do with Christmas? Our extensive research has uncovered 2 facts. 1, nobody knows, and 2, nobody cares. And if you too are thirsting for knowledge...
This is Reed Martin of the Reduced Shakespeare Company with number 6 of your 12 Days of Christmas holiday tips. Just a reminder that when you go out searching for 6 geese a-laying, remember that you're looking for geese that are producing eggs, not geese engaged in sexual activity. And speaking of laying an egg...
Hi, this is Austin Titchener of the Reduced Shakespeare Company with number 7 of your 12 Days of Christmas holiday tips. You know, the most dreaded part of the holidays is Christmas wrapping. Here's a way that holiday wrapping can be suitable for any gift. I hope this present strikes the right chord. I know it sucks, but it's the best I could afford. And speaking of white bread...
This is Reed Martin of the Reduced Shakespeare Company with number 8 of your 12 Days of Christmas holiday tips. Don't let holiday TV specials become a recipe for disaster. Tell your kids to avoid anyone who shows up in their schoolyard selling white powder and calling himself Frosty the Snowman. And speaking of pushers...
Hi, this is Matthew Croke of the Reduced Shakespeare Company with number 9 of your 12 Days of Christmas holiday tips. Remember that many African Americans celebrate their African roots with Kwanzaa, as well as Christmas. And don't forget that our Jewish friends don't have Christmas at all, but celebrate Hanukkah, the festival of the mouth organ. And speaking of blowing it...
This is Austin Titchener of the Reduced Shakespeare Company with number 10 of your 12 Days of Christmas holiday tips. If too many carolers at your door becomes a problem this December, invite them in for a hot prune cocktail. It'll leave them dashing through the snow. And speaking of irregular...
Hi, this is Reed Martin of the Reduced Shakespeare Company with number 11 of your 12 Days of Christmas holiday tips. If possible, avoid the responsibility of casting your local Christmas pageant, especially if you live in Washington, D.C., where finding 3 wise men is nearly impossible. And speaking of wise guys...
Hi, this is Matthew Croke of the Reduced Shakespeare Company with number 12 of your 12 Days of Christmas holiday tips. Depression is a big problem for many folks this time of year, so remember that a festive holiday packet of Prozac with its red and green tablets is the perfect stocking stuffer. And speaking of depressing...